And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Thank you, Sherry. Good afternoon. It sure is.
And I'm so glad to have you with me
today. Thank you. Glad to be here.
And we have some outstanding guests on our show today. And we have the Shady Victorian, Capstone Homes, Kingston Business Solutions, and, of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right. You can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or order online and save $10 at barrettpropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is Prescott Chamber Day.
And I say this every time. Every day is Prescott Chamber Day, Sherry.
Amen to that, Robert. Robert, you're going to introduce our first guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Our first guest is Teresa Franks, representing the Shady Victorian.
Yes, thank you for having
Welcome
me.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell our listeners all about, a little bit about yourself, not everything.
Oh, not everything,
No, about
it's
yourself
really
before
boring.
We dive into the Shady Victorian. All that they know you're not boring by the name of the company.
Well, my husband and I live on South Mount Vernon, and that's where the Shady Victorian's also located. We renovated a home, a historic home on South Mount Vernon. Oh, we bought it about 3 years ago and just finished that. So we do have another home on at 111 South Mount Vernon. That's the Shady Victorian. And I am a huge collector of rare photographs, especially Arizona photographs and Prescott photographs. So I do a lot of writing and historical research on Prescott and write about whatever unusual things that haven't been covered and put that on the blog on the website, which is theshadyvictorian.com. So that's a little bit, just a little tiny bit about me.
Yeah, it sounds like you've done a lot of research before you renovated and got into the Shady Victorian. It sounds almost sounds like it could be like a Prescott museum.
Well, it certainly is historic. It was built in 1906, and it is on the Federal Register of Historic Homes. And what I did discover is that one of the pioneering families, Prescott pioneering families, lived there. That would be the Daniel Hatz family, and he constructed or assisted in the construction of the Governor's Mansion, the first Governor's Mansion here in Prescott, which is now housed at the Charlotte Museum. And I just was thrilled to find out about that. So it's just it's a very beautiful Victorian home. It's got all the Victorian flavor, the wallpaper, but it's also has the conveniences, modern conveniences of what you might expect in most Airbnbs or short-term rentals. So it's very comfortable, very fun, and we just love it. And I think our guests love it.
And you've just recently opened, too.
Yes, August 1st. And we've been very thrilled with the response that we're getting and the rentals, especially during this COVID time where people are, you know, they're pent up at home. And it's kind of fun because there are Prescott families that live here that are bringing their families up from the Valley and Mason, Tempe, and having little baby showers. Little micro events where they can have a baby shower or an engagement party or a micro wedding where it's only just a few guests. That's kind of what we're seeing now, you know, all this pent-up demand to get out. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're finding. We'd like to maybe next year when this COVID thing blows over have something to do, yeah, especially the holidays on South Mount Vernon is a huge thing in the fall.
You will have a ball doing that.
Yes, in the fall, it's just wonderful. So we decorate, we go all out for that, decorating for fall and Christmas. So hopefully we'll have a Christmas tour next year, we're hoping. These are just some of the things we have planned.
Wonderful. So tell us, is this your first venture with this property or a property like this? Or tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, with a historical property. And it's our first venture with a short-term rental, although we have been in the contracting and real estate business for many years. And but this is my baby and something that I really, really enjoy doing. Just having guests in and showing them what Prescott can be like. And, you know, it's a great city. A lot of people don't know that there's just so much historic, just a history on that street. I mean, it's the most iconic street.
Yeah, it really is.
And Prescott.
I run the visitor center downtown, and, of course, we send folks up to Mount Vernon all the time to look at the gorgeous houses. I just tell them, I said, just park anywhere you can find a place to park and just walk up and down the street and then just admire them. And, of course, I send them up Union Street first, where the three oldest Victorians are up there, Knob Hill, before they head up a little bit to your part of the neck of the woods. But the Shady Victorian sounds like it's right downtown. Yes. It really is. It's
four
a block.
Blocks. Yeah. Four short blocks.
Well, in Prescott, that's like one block.
Yes.
There's
and,
a little.
Yep, it's very short. You're there in a blink. And that's what we like so much about that street is it's just so convenient mm-hmm. to everything that speaks Prescott.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, the lakes, Goldwater Lakes up the street.
Right up the street, yes.
Hiking trails, you name it, anywhere,
everything.
Any direction.
Everything.
Yep, nice.
And it certainly is a wonderful place for the holidays. While we're booking up, there's still some wonderful weekends that are available for the fall, for leaf peeping, I guess they call it.
Leaf
you know,
peepers,
when all
yep.
those beautiful leaves come out on those trees on the street, and it's just so romantic at that time of year, you know, and just very festive and... I don't know what's going to happen at Halloween this year, but we know
it's going to be crazy. I'll tell you. I don't know how you get to separate people like that. But
I don't know. Or
I'm sure you'll find a way.
That's a big street for trick or treating too. So,
Well, tell us how many rooms do you have? What can guests expect? Give us some description of the rooms.
It's five bedrooms. Each room has a name, and it's been decorated. There's a ballerina room for little girls that really just love that room. There's just ballerina dress, and there's ballerina shoes, and it's decorated with ballerina artwork. There's the ruby room, the pearl suite. It's just a very... warm and inviting. Like I said, there's all the Victorian wallpaper. I didn't have the heart to do what many do, and that's to either paint over it or take it off the walls. I just think that it's just got all, I'm sure all these historic families that lived there at one time probably had, you know, some, if not all, that wallpaper there. And I just think it's just kind of removing a piece of them. So I left it pretty much as is and just brought in some furniture that's quintessentially Victorian. But we have the modern conveniences. We have a big television set for those that like to watch movies, television, and we have a nice picnic table out back, lots of room for the kids to run and play out front and out back. It's just a big kitchen, big, huge dining area. It's just a real, and another butler's kitchen, with an extra refrigerator for those that have little baby showers and little engagement parties where they can put all their extra items. So it's just really a great, big, wonderful home for families to come and visit.
So a family could rent all the rooms and have an event there. And how many total would you say you could host there?
I would say it'd be 15.
15.
Okay, so right now, during these times of COVID, it'd be about 15. There'll be people that will, like this last weekend, we had a family in, but it looked like they were all a baseball family. So they had some family over. It was just, after all, cookout time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they were just having a glorious time. So it really is for history that I think is going to be fun. But I do have photographs of the Whiskey Row when they were – Thomas Bate, I think, took most of the negatives that I have. But I have a large collection, not just of Prescott, but Arizona.
Arizona as well.
And so I'll write about all of it.
Well, we have just a little bit more time, one more minute. So if you want to share your contact information for anyone who is looking to put their family up.
Sure, I would love to have them. It's theshadyvictorian.com. We are on Instagram and Facebook. They could call me at 602-320-8500. And I just hope they come and visit and give me a call and we can let them know everything there is to know about Prescott and what to do and what to enjoy.
Wonderful. Well, we're so glad you're part of the Chamber family, and we thank you for being a part of us. And, you know, we're here to help you any way we can. And I look forward to getting a tour of the Shady Victorian.
Yes. Thank you so much. We'll have the Chamber over sometime.
There
huh?
you go.
Okay.
I think we're in for that.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switched things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
We're always driving to dance lessons. So we signed up for Know Your Drive. We save money and get closer to her dancing dreams.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Or maybe her singing dreams. Sign up for Know Your Drive and save up to 20%. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. Discount terms apply. Visit amfam.com/knowyourdrive for details. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
1 in 60 children are born to this world with autism. The big question is, what happens to these children when they become adults? Hello, I'm Stacy Barker with Rusty's Morningstar Ranch. For 35 years, we have continued to provide men and women with a safe, nurturing, whole life environment. Please consider supporting Rusty's Morningstar Ranch and our amazing ranchers. Our need is great. Please donate today at rmr.org. Contributions can be made dollar for dollar through Arizona Tax Credit. Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today is Prescott Chamber Day. Robert, you're here to introduce our second guest.
Thank you, Sherry. I'd be pleased to introduce our second guest from Capstone Homes, Division President Mike Sheets. I hope I didn't butcher your name too much. But Capstone Home is a fairly new member of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Sherry and Robert, for inviting me to be a guest on your show today.
We're pretty excited to have you here. Tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, kind of where you're from and stuff like that before we dive into Capstone Homes.
Sure. Well, I'm an Arizona native, not many of us here. Lived here all my life except for 4 years, a little jaunt in California. Married with three kids and have over 25 years of home building experience. I've been with Capstone for over a year now, and I started just right after we opened our first model home in beautiful Yavapai Hills.
Well, that is wonderful, Mike. And so tell us a little bit about what makes Capstone Homes and Image special.
Well, Capstone Home is Northern Arizona's premier custom home builder. We operate in both the expanded Prescott and Flagstaff markets. Here locally, we're in Yavapai Hills and in Jasper, and in fact, we'll build a custom home for anyone on their custom lot in the entire Quad City area. Our tagline is love where you live, and hopefully that encapsulates the process and the product that we deliver. We have a unique design-build program that helps our customers create the home of their dreams. And we have a determined focus on quality and innovation and energy efficiency and all the things that go with it, not just reduced electric bills, but also indoor air quality and water sensibility as well.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Mike. And I have to tell you, right now the real estate market is pretty strong. And right now we have a shortage of homes on the market. So building a custom home might be the way to go for some of our folks.
Well, well said, Sherry. I couldn't have said it better myself. It's interesting. You listen to the different economic analysts and you hear that we're in a bit of a recession, boy, you sure wouldn't know that as it relates to real estate, particularly new home real estate. It's We have limited inventories, and there are a lot of people, particularly from out of state, that have realized what a pleasure it is to live in the in Arizona, but particularly Prescott, with our tempered weather. You get four seasons, and the winter is not very drastic, and it's a great quality of life. And so we're excited to continually expand our footprint in the expanded Prescott area.
Well, we're happy to have you. And I know that you've talked a little bit about the efficiencies of the homes and all that. Size of the homes it's custom, so it really depends on what your clients are looking for. What is something unique you can share with our listeners about Capstone Homes?
Well, we have a model home in Yavapai Hills, and we have a couple of models out in Jasper. We actually just finishing up a community in Highlands Ranch out in Chino Valley. But out at Jasper, we have what we call our featured plans. They're like example plans. For many people, it's tough to start with a blank sheet of paper that says, well, tell us what you'd like, what you're looking for. So we provide not only on our website, but at the community, we have five featured plans out at Jasper. They start at 2189 square feet, go on up to over 3,700 square feet. And they provide an example so that, again, we do clean sheet customs, so we can start from scratch and we'll help you design the home of your dreams. But we like to give the customer something to start with so they can go, you know, here we've looked at all your plans, and on these two floor plans here, we like the general layout here, but we really like the kitchen and the master suite in this one. Can you incorporate those two? And the answer is always yes. We can do whatever it is that you'd like.
That's a great answer, Mike. And so what I'm hearing is that you have some model homes right now. Are there hours where, you know, if someone is actually looking to build a custom home where they could go swing by and peek at the models that you have?
Yes.
You want to give us some information on that?
Absolutely. Well, we're in the process of transitioning our model at Yavapai Hills, and in the very near future, we've started the process that we'll likely be replacing that there. However, in Jasper, we have our model park is opened up. We've got the finishing touches that we are working on, particularly our landscaping. If I do say so myself, I think we've outdone ourselves in really announcing to the area that we're here, and we've invested quite a bit into this model park. They'll be finishing up the landscaping within a week, but our models are open now. We're open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it's in Jasper. It is the easiest way to get here off of Glassford Hill. Take Santa Fe Loop west, and at the first roundabout, turn right and follow the signs, and it'll take you to our sales office, which is at 4613 East Alma Lane in Prescott Valley, which it abuts Prescott. We're right on the border of Prescott Valley.
Wonderful. Well, that's great. And then, so you've already kind of shared that opportunity. Anything else special you want to talk about in regards to the homes?
Well, they're beautiful homes. They're very energy efficient. We have distinctive exteriors, and they're beautiful. It's really it is a perfect example of a picture is worth a thousand words. If we were having this conversation standing in the street in front of our models, you would be able to see what I mean. We're offering something different that is, we believe, is new to the area, and it's something special, and we're quite proud. I can tell you, having been, as I said in the intro, my over 25 years, it's the nicest model park that I've ever built and/or been a part of.
Wonderful, and Mike, how many homes will be available in Jasper?
Well, the entire community is close to 2,900 homes. It's a very large It's a very large master plan. In phase one, there's 362 homes, and we have 54. We have the largest 54 home sites in phase one. Phase two is already underway, and we have another, I believe it's 88 home sites there, and it's a 12-phase community, maybe 15-phase. It's a huge master plan, very well thought out, very well designed. All of the infrastructure is complete on phase one, so it's completely paved streets, sidewalks, beautiful landscaped areas. The owner and the developer did a very nice job. It's Class A residential property, absolutely.
Sounds like it. And so folks could sign up. How long does the process take from start to finish, would you say, roughly? And given weather, we know weather can sometimes be a factor.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's a great question, Sherry, because I know when most people hear custom, one of the things they hear is time. Mm-hmm. And we have a pretty unique process, and I also mentioned that earlier because we understand that the process is the product. When you're looking to have a home built, custom or otherwise, you're turning to the experts in the industry, and we have a pretty streamlined process that we can take from concept to completion within 12 months. And that incorporates reasonable review times. Because they are custom, we have to overview the simple process. You meet with us, you're interested, you select a home site, or if you already have your own lot, it's the same process from this point going forward. You meet with one of our in-house designers. We craft a floor plan. Once you feel we've got the floor plan to where you want it, we then do an exterior elevation. And once we're done with that, we can go to contract. And that's the first time that money gets exchanged hands after the lot reservation. And then we go through, we get the homes approved through the governing HOA and then the governing municipality, whether that's Prescott Valley. And then to build the homes, once we commence going vertical, we're in the 7, maybe 8, if we run into some weather month process. So all in all, we can get it done in 12 months, and we've got a pretty good history of doing that.
Well, that is just great news. And I know, there's a need for this. We have a lot of folks that are looking to move into the area, and this is already a great spot for them to consider. Anything else you want to share with our listeners about Capstone Homes?
Well, Capstone, we've been in business for north of a decade. It was founded by two a very experienced home building professionals that combined, they have almost 50 years of experience. They have really kind of cut their teeth in the business in custom homes, and they continually refine the process and the products. And we're professional custom home builders, and we're always looking to improve, and we build relationships. We don't just build homes, and we're proud of we're proud of what we build and how we build them.
Wonderful. And do you have any upcoming events or anything that you want to talk about to encourage folks to come on out and take a look at the model homes or anything? Or is it just...
Well, as I said, that we're still fairly new in the marketplace, and we're going through our final completion of our stunning model park here in a signature community of Jasper. And we certainly intend to celebrate with a formal grand opening event. And we're still finalizing the details. Some things have been kind of put on hold, and the types of event you can have and host have changed a little, given the ongoing COVID challenge or crisis, however you view it. So we're still working on finishing that. And, as your first guest had pointed out, we'd love to have the chamber out. We intend to invite, the team out from the Prescott Valley municipality. They're real supportive of what we're doing and what we've done, and so we're still finalizing all of the specific details, because we certainly want to make sure that it's something we can do the right way and certainly be respectful and responsible, given the things that are happening out in the world.
And I can appreciate that. I know we've had to put a halt on some of our events as well due to the COVID.
Oh, I'll bet.
But we've put, we worked very closely with the health department and been able to put together some safe programming. So we'll be happy to help you out in that regard.
Thank you.
Have just a few more minutes left, Mike, before we have to go to break. And so just want to see if you can provide your contact information, maybe again where you're located, where these homes are. And I think you said there's a couple different spots, so I'll let you share that information right now.
Okay. Well, we're at Yavapai Hills. On the model currently is at 1186 Sunrise Boulevard. You basically take Sunrise Boulevard off the 69 and take it till it ends. And we're up at the top of the hill. That's phase five within Yavapai Hills. Our signature community is Jasper. It's access to take Glassford Hill Road, west on the Santa Fe Loop, right at the first roundabout. Just follow the signs. Our address is 4613 East Alma Lane in Prescott Valley, 86314. You can always visit us at capstonehomesaz.com. And then our 1-800 number is 855-928-1100, or our local number is 928-910-7600.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for being a part of the Chamber family. We greatly appreciate you, and we're here to help you and support you any way we can. And I look forward to when we can meet in person and take a tour of these homes. I'm really looking forward to that. And, if there's anything we can do, please feel free to give us a call and make sure that your information is at the State Designated Visitor Center, because we've been seeing between 50 to 100 folks a day through our front door looking to relocate here in Prescott.
Well, fantastic. I will personally follow up directly with you, Sherry and Rob, both Sherry and Robert. And again, thank you for allowing me to be a guest on your show today. And I, too, am looking forward to meeting you in person and having you tour our model home.
Sounds great. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service. With our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. An Arizona AARP official says access to COVID-19 testing has greatly improved since the outbreak forced a visitor ban at nursing homes. Dana Kennedy says good thing now that the state is allowing visitors back in again to see their loved ones. Kennedy says you must first contact the facility and then look for a place that offers free COVID testing.
You'll want to go and get a test and then self-isolate for 48 hours, and you should have the results within 48 hours. Once you get the results back, you can then arrange to go visit your loved one in a facility.
Kennedy says you must still keep 6 feet away from your loved ones. Visits are limited to only 15 minutes. Strict rules to be sure, but Kennedy says it beats the visiting ban that lasted for 6 months, and it comes at a time isolated relatives are now beyond heartsick from loneliness. The Diamondbacks and Dodgers come your way live from Chase Field tonight with the pregame show at 6 o'clock, the first pitch at 6:40 on KQ&A. Sunny, warmer, and dry, chilling after bedtime to a clear 43 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Warming to 76 tomorrow, 83 Friday, 87 this weekend. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a nighttime cool down of about 50. Heating up to 83 Thursday, 92 Friday, 97 Saturday and Sunday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening. Please be fire safe. And stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reap Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reap Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Comfort level is a huge consideration these days when you're out shopping for your pet food and feed. That's why we offer curbside service at all of our stores for those of you who don't want to enter a crowded environment. You just call the number posted on the outside of our stores when you arrive, give our associate your order, and we'll do the shopping for you. Then we'll bring the order out to your vehicle and load it with a smile. If you really can't make it out of your house, we've got that covered too. All of our stores will be more than happy to deliver your order to your front door or barn, and we'll do whatever you feel comfortable with as far as stacking it or storing it. All you need to do is call your local Olson store, and we'll steer you through the order process. No fuss, no muss. Or you can just come into our bright and airy stores and shop to your heart's content, all the while socially distancing to your comfort level. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and Olson'sGrain.com. And remember, good enough just isn't.
If you or someone you know is living with metastatic breast cancer, listen to Find Your MBC Voice Radio online at findyourmbcvoice.com, the streaming channel that helps you get informed and feel empowered when faced with a metastatic breast cancer diagnosis. Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find your strength, to find your community, to find your MBC Voice.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's Prescott Chamber Day, and we've just had so much fun, and we've had some great guests, Robert.
This is a pretty cool Wednesday, isn't it? It's kind of the Wednesday after the holiday fun stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Great. Well, good afternoon. Our next guest is Kingston Business Solutions with Philip Reed.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on today.
We are so glad to have you today.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, how you got here, how long you've been here before we dive into the Kingston Business Solutions.
Well, I got here in 2005 from the beautiful island of Jamaica, right? And that's where all the cool breezes are coming from. You feel cool breezes, that's where it's all coming from. But yeah, I'm originally from Kingston. I'm an island boy. I walk around in sandals. So if you see me around town walking around in sandals, somebody walking around in sandals, that's me.
Did you do that in the wintertime too?
No.
I've seen a few people in winter here that wear sandals.
No, I'm not that brave. Not that brave, but yes, you will find me in my sandals quite a bit. But yeah, I've been here since 2005, and I'm loving it. You know, I tell people when I came to Prescott, it reminds me of Jamaica, and they said, "Are you crazy, Philip?" And I said, "Well, it does. You know, in some ways, unlike the climate, right, where you have snow and all that, the people are extremely friendly. People tell you hello. People tell you good morning. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that drew me to Prescott." And why we're staying. We stayed.
Yeah. And for the record, for our listeners, he does not have sandals on today.
Yeah, I actually was going to wear my sandals, but, I decided not to.
Well, that's a great story. And I think I feel like we have a celebrity in the house as well, because you're like a coach, a famous coach here that we have, and many other things. You're a giver back to the community, but I don't want to sidetrack it. We'll get back to that. But tell us about Kingston Business Solutions.
Well, you know, Kingston started back in 2016, and it started out of a need. I had a few friends who ran, businesses, and they came to me, very frustrated with the solutions that they've had. And so I looked around and I'm saying, why is it that the case? There isn't a solid technology solution provider, in the state, in the northern part of the state here. And so that's where, the idea of Kingston, came about. Obviously, Kingston related back to Jamaica. But we started in 2016, and we provide, customers with the full technology package, right? We align their technology to their business goals. And that's one of the things that's missing when people actually get technology. They go out, they buy the latest and greatest, the nice shiny instrument, and, in 2 or 3 years, it's gone, right? Mm-hmm. It's obsolete. Instead of approaching it from the standpoint of where's my business going and how will technology enable me to get there, then what is my technology spend and how does that, how do I use that to grow my business? So that's what we really do. So we take everyone from an analytical approach, starting with assessing their environment, assessing their current technology, and then looking at, okay, where should you be and what should your IT spend be? And again, how does that match with your short-term strategic goals, midterm and long-term strategic goals?
Tell me, how has this whole COVID pandemic play into your solutions? Because I think overnight we found out that our technology was, for all of us, because we all of a sudden had to hop online, because we couldn't be open and we had to transition and pivot. So I bet you've had some pretty interesting experiences from that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we've had cases where, an organization, before you're contained within your building and now, have to disperse, have to work remotely. And their business model was not made for a remote workforce. And so now you have to transform their business, right, to now working for remotely and educating your end users on how to do that effectively. And I'm going to say safely as well, because that's one of the things that, with the pandemic, most people, you're forced online. And in rushing to go online, you're not actually safe. So, it's really doing it in a safe and secure way. So we've had a number of calls from businesses. How do I do that? How do I transition my business to a hybrid online, using that term, online and, on-premises format? So it's really interesting.
I really appreciate you talking about the safety of it, because I think, all of us were just on survival mode, like we've got to just pivot really quickly. So adding that safety feature and even some of those that are still out there that they can still take a look back at the safety part and get in touch with you in regards to analyzing that as well.
Oh, definitely. I mean, again, you know, with everyone moving online and the demand for more things or businesses going online, that creates a certain risk. And, you know, we all hear the buzzwords about, you know, cybersecurity, and we hear the buzzwords of, you know, being hacked. Well, I'll tell you, the reality is with more people going online and having to do it quickly, you become a little bit more vulnerable. And so what we do for businesses is help them to transition quickly, safely. Oftentimes, we provide the equipment for them. We provide the services, the full service, until they can get on their own.
And can you, for our listeners that may not understand exactly what you mean, can you describe specifically all the equipment and what you're talking about here, the whole package?
So I'll give you an example.
Yes.
You know, without saying, you know, the company's name. So, you know, Company A, a small, you know, three-person, you know, organization, and pandemic hit, and they now needed to move online. They needed to move their workforce online. However, they needed to store their data, and all their employees needed to access that data. So what we were able to do was to give them or bring them a firewall inside their organization, right, and allows them to, their employees to remote into that server and remote into it securely, right, still access the business applications and conduct business as if they were all sitting around a table at the office.
That is exactly what I was looking for. That's perfect. Anything else that you want to share with our listeners about the company, any offers you might be having, or just anything exciting?
Well, I mean, technology is always exciting, right? You know, one of the things I would like the listeners to know is, you know, technology should be your enabler. Most persons, when they see technology, or they have to, or business owners have to think about IT, the dollar signs go up. You know, for us, we take that risk away. We're saying to you, partner with us. We're going to help you align your IT or your technology strategy with your business strategy. So right now, with the pandemic going on, and you may be feeling that strain of how do I operate in this new online world, give us a call. Go to our website, www.kbizsoul.com, or give us a call, 928-460-7656. And one of our, you know, technicians, or even myself, will walk you through, do an assessment with you, and help you bridge or migrate to this new way of working.
That is wonderful. Do you have any tips or something that would alert somebody why they would need your services immediately?
Well, I would say if you have a computer in your business, you need my services. If you have a computer in your business, you need my services. If you don't have a computer in your business, well, you still need it, because I will help you with that, you know, using computers to, you know, help your business.
Do you work with point of sales pieces as well, or at least have some offers of solutions for that? Because I know that I've heard a lot of businesses needing to transition to online services, sales.
Yes. Again, it's really the full technology package. So we look at that business and we say, well, you were a traditional, you know, you have a device, you know, point of sale device in, persons walk in. Now, how do you transition that and even that service to an online format where your customers, and what we call no card present or stuff like that, where your customers now are able to still conduct business, but you don't no longer have that physical device, then we reduce that cost to help you reduce that cost, keeping that service, but not necessarily paying for the device.
That is great. I sure could have used you a couple months ago when we were in that transition. I think that's probably one of the hardest things when you're transitioning like that. So that's great information. Well, we have about a couple minutes left, and I know that I kind of teased everyone of your involvement in the community. Is there anything else you want to share with the group, with our listeners?
No, I mean, you know, as you know, from, you know, a community involvement standpoint, Kingston's very involved. I myself involved. You know, most people see me around town with Prescott High School. You know, I'm the head soccer coach there, or they may see me with, you know, Embry-Riddle. I'm the assistant men's soccer coach here. So I'm very involved in the sporting aspect of the community. And Kingston is behind that as well. We support the girls basketball team at Prescott High. You know, we support the Boys to Men's, had a golf tournament recently. And so we try to give back to the community either through the business or myself going out there and doing my part.
Wow, that's just wonderful. And how long have you been in Prescott?
Since 2005.
Well, we're so fortunate to have you here, and we appreciate all that you do for the community and for, you know, I'm proud that you're part of the Chamber family as well. Real quickly, just how can they get in touch with you again?
They can reach me by going to the website, www.kbizsoul.com, or find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, at kbizsoul.com.
Philip, it's so great to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Now, more than ever, it's time to support local business. Go out safely and grab a meal at your favorite restaurant. Catch up with a friend at a local bar or Christmas shop early at one of our great locally owned shops. This is Dave Barrett of your truly local propane company, inviting you to take advantage of our annual pre-buy program, where you can buy your winter propane at summer prices. Order online to save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane. The name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Yavapai County, your ingenuity is inspiring. Since COVID-19, you've changed how you keep in touch with family, found new ways to stay fit, and adopted habits to keep yourself and others safe. And now, you can participate in dynamic health and wellness presentations right from your laptop. Healthy Conversations is Yavapai Regional Medical Center's new virtual speakers bureau. It's also your connection to informative presentations from YRMC Healthcare Experts. You'll learn the benefits of a plant-based diet, how to deal with varicose veins, what self-compassion means, and lots more. And during live presentations, you can submit questions to the speaker from your laptop or other device. Check out the Healthy Conversations calendar and register at yrmchealthconnect.org. You'll find us under the Events tab. Ingenuity inspired by you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and it's Prescott Chamber Day.
It is Prescott Chamber Day. Yes, it is.
So we don't have a lot of events to talk about.
There's not a heck of a lot going on right now, but I'll just share with everyone to come on down and say hello. I'm at the Visitor Information Center downtown. We are the state-designated visitor information center for the area, but we have different hours right now temporarily, as you can probably imagine. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are currently closed on Saturdays and Sundays, but that's going to be coming back pretty soon. And all our volunteers will be coming back pretty soon too. But just to remind you all that we are volunteer based, so we have to be mindful of that to keep them just working a few different hours. But while I'm on that topic, I wanted to share with everyone, all the listeners, our gift certificate program with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. To show up local, brick and mortar, downtown, and beyond, we have $10, $15, and $25 gift certificates available. And they come in a nice little bag with tissue paper. Beautiful, beautiful presentation. So come on down between 10 and 2, Monday through Friday, and I'll tell you all about it to pick up a local gift certificate to shop local and support our local merchants.
And it's such a great way. If you have somebody that you don't know what to buy for, this is the perfect way to do that. I know we have so many customers of ours that will come in because they want to thank volunteers or thank their family members and all of that. And we do have this Save the Bars campaign still going on. That's through the Prescott Chamber Foundation. And so if you go to prescott.org, right on the front page, you can make a donation. We're at 28,000. We have a goal of 200,000. And our bars that have been closed the longest out of all the businesses still need our help. I've heard some sad stories even yet today. And these folks employ hundreds of people and give back to our community. So it's our turn to give back to them.
So come on down to the visitor center. You can drop off any kind of donation. They'll be happy for it.
Absolutely. And I just want to remind everybody to continue to shop locally through gift certificates or just, you know, getting online or buying from a brick and mortar from the stores that are open, and to be respectful and responsible. And, you know, that way we can help keep the pandemic spread down and yet keep the commerce going. And I think that's what's important for all of us. And I just want to thank all of you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.